Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone. Today, we have Queen Tashaba in wonderful, wonderful sensation, nationally known all around the Americas, honored throughout the diaspora, the queen of the Sankofa herself, who turns and looks back and gives us all of the healing that we need, all of the gemstone information that we can receive, knowing that the rocks don't have to cry out because the ancestors speak through the gems. I present to you all my empress. You can't have an empire without having property, propriety. My queen, Miss Tashaba, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Peace and blessings, peace and love and ascension to you all.
Thank you so much for having the time to just spend with us today. First, tell the people, where are you from and what is it that you do?
In this time and space, I am that I am, and I have a soul prayer to place me wherever I am needed. And right now, I am a Reiki practitioner, a masseuse. I make jewelry, I sell crystals. I am a meditation, how I can like help one to move into meditation. So it's like I have married people. I'm a Ghostbuster. I've done so many things down here in this time and space. And so it's just a blessing and it's just amazing. And I'm so grateful.
Wow. For those of you out there, I found this sister through her crystal shop. This amazing woman has had many a people, famous, all the children on the planet come to her seeking the sacred stones. This sister can be found always living her best life. I'm telling you, to see the moments that you're going from being the masseuse to the self-care and the self-love. So for everyone that's out there that's going through this whole transition with COVID, can you give us some healing in the lights of what should we be doing in this space right now?
Yes, my sister, my love. Listen, I stay focused on immunity, your immune system. Your immune system is the one thing that COVID cannot attack if you keep it up on God point. That means that God is a living God. So we need to eat live food so that we can become alive. Doing my research on viruses, they were man-made. God did not make a virus, okay? Nature did not make a virus. Viruses were made in laboratory by evil men that want to control the masses. So we must keep our body on a high vibrational frequency so that we will not be attacked by these lower entities. Now, there we have all kind of bacteria and bad bacteria and good bacteria. So, I don't believe in taking medical, you know, medicine, preventable medical medicine. I believe that Mother Earth, nature has a cure, a herb, a seed. You can do juices, fruit that will cure everything that we might come encounter. It's going back to nature, Sister Love. It's going back to nature. So during this COVID pandemic, I call it, we need to stay focused, grounded, take some shoes off and ground yourself on the Mother Earth. It actually connects you back to the electromagnetic energy that you need so that you can be at one with yourself. Once you connect, you'll be surprised. Things come to you naturally. You know, like I say once again, God is a living God, and as us being a projection of God, we need to be living. So that means something live should be on your plate all the time when you're eating. If you're not fasting, okay, then you need to be eating alive. I'd say until you really get at a point in your life, you most definitely need to think about 50-50. So when you wake up in the early sunrise, you should have something that is alive. A fruit smoothie, some herbal tea, water with lemon and lime. See, the stress and all of the social media propaganda and the news, that do is just put fear, worry, and everything inside of you. So this COVID-19 is an actual military attack on us. You know, I'm just going to call it what it is, because we never thought that this would happen globally all over the world, but we have some tyrants that think that they want to control the world. But God's people will not fail. They will fail. And I know this from my heart, because we're gathering together strongly with our spirit and our soul, because we are spiritual people, love. Spiritual soul people. And once we start connecting our carbon, they call it melanin, but it's carbon. And it's in all of us in different degrees. So it's like a world family that really loves themselves first, okay? When you love yourself first, and every day is a new day, and that's an in-you day. That means that you can create whatever you want in this time and space, and no one can take you out of that if you're standing in it with your strength of the ancestors, God, the Most High, your highest self that is always watching you. Your God self that's always watching you, that your conscience, you know, your imagination, your intuition, all of those things can make you grow and love life to the fullest and live it to the fullest. And don't let anybody take you from the way you want to live it. I let people live their life. Whatever you have for me, I got for you something, you got something for me to better our lives. I stay away from negative people. And I stopped watching the news a long time ago. I'm just sorry. I'll get it automatically, but I stopped watching the news. I don't have cable, so I had to unplug, because they want you to know what they want you to know. So I've learned to live my life and to give myself, but first I had to heal myself. And that's the key. And through COVID, I think this COVID-19, it had not only a negative, it had a positive thing. The earth healed. Cars stopped running that first time that it really came out, you know. The ozone layer closed up. People started thinking about what I'm eating and started raising their vibration. And love filled the atmosphere of Mother Earth again. So COVID put people that had to go to work and drive in traffic to work at home. Okay, it just did so many wonderful things as well as bad things, you know. But I look at the good of it, and I know that this too will pass. I feel so honored to talk to people. I'm getting so full right now, because in my lifetime, I've been on a couple of radio stations, but I know that my heart is true, and I love my planet, I love my people, and I love from the core of my being. Ashe.
Man, you know, this is the purest form of joy, to actually celebrate what remains. For many of the speakers out here that don't know, this sister has been practicing being a vegan before it was popular in our community. I want you to tell us, what got you started to heal yourself? Who influenced you? And how long have you been eating live?
Okay. I think I started actually one day when I realized that people were getting sick and taking medication that was not alive. And my parents, my mom always said God was her healer. So we exercised when I was a little girl with my mom. You know, I would get up in the morning and exercise with her. I was like, out of my three sisters, I was the one that said, oh, no, we're going to do this. I was really into my health. And, and that was as a young person. And then when I reached 16, 17, my family was eating pork, and I decided to stop eating pork. That was the first thing I stopped eating. And my father got kind of, you know, you're going to eat what we eat. Or I said, well, I'm working now. I can practically buy my own food. So I think I started when I was around 17. And then as the journey proceeded, I began to, the spirit began to pull me where I needed to go. And I started, the first stone I picked up was the rose quartz. It was a raw rose quartz, and I still have that rose quartz today. It is like over 40 years young, because I don't know how old it was when I picked it up and it came out of the earth. And it has taught me so many things about love, unconditional love, self-love, attracting love, knowing that love is an action word, and that those that cannot love themselves, how will you even know how to love someone else? It's the most omnipotent force in the galaxy, in the universe, in the omniverse. So therefore, once you learn how to become love, you never fall in love again. No one can ever like fool you with the love. You can feel, you can see. And when you eat live, your first eye, which they call the third eye, becomes alive. It is not petrified. So you can see. I was a seer. My mom was born with a veil over her eyes. So I was a seer at a young age, but I didn't really know, you know, when I seen things, I didn't, you know, I wasn't really into it like I should have been or like I could have been. But as time progressed, it unfolded, you know. Everything unfolded that I needed to go. I met my Baba Lao. Started attracting to spiritual people. Avenues and doorways were opening for me. I went back to school for early child development. I got into a school. I had my own business for going to the daycares in the neighborhood. And taught an African culture class in the summertime. I would quit, you know, take a leave of absence from my job. I worked for Macy, and then I would go into the daycares during the summer. It's just been a really beautiful journey for me. Not that I didn't have ups and downs, bad relationships, but, you know, my lessons and my blessings, all what shaped me to be what I am today, Sister Love. That's all I can say. Yes,
I. Tell us about the healing side of you. I want to know an instance where someone, a random stranger, someone like myself, came into your life and how the healing happened, how the ancestors were able to use you. The reason why I'm asking this is because we are all walking around here with dormant gifts. I have actually witnessed from the other side of the world, I'm talking to you from the Middle East, I've witnessed the manifestation of people coming into your life, receiving healing, getting healing stones that would help them on their journey. Can you share with us what one of those most influential experiences has been like to use your gifts and help people in this world?
Yes. I've met a brother that was a very influential. He's a businessman. His name is Sekou. here, and he gave me the first opportunity to work in a crystal store, which I thought I always loved crystals. I was the biggest customers to a lot of them. But it seems like these crystals came from India and the Congo and Brazil. It looked like when I was in these crystals every day, they had information for me. It was like a healing to go to work. And I found myself searching and soul-seeking spirituality. You know, things just wasn't looking to me like, you know, where I wanted to go and party and do self-destructive things anymore. So when I changed my diet, my dress, I even got different responses from people on the street. And even the brothers started calling me sister and queen and empress, you know, and things like that, which made me have self-esteem and want to go further in my spirituality. And I had started reading a book by Bhagwan Rashis, which is now Osha, and he's an East Indian guru. And one of his famous books that I read was called The Mustard Seed and The Book of Secrets. And my son went to a garage sale and found a box with nothing but his scriptures in it and his books. I mean, it was a huge box. So I knew that I had to take some time out and go through these books and take the knowledge that I need to make me a better person, to apply it to my life. But reading a book, right now I do a lot of meditations, and it has to be a special book for me to read in order for me to go deeply into it. I've read several books of metaphysical, the occult, and most definitely right now I'm studying my Orisha ancestors. Because they took us away from our ancestors. That's how they were able to even do the things that they did to us, because we pulled away from the source, our divine source, our divinity. We're like one, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, it's no fear, it's not idol worshiping or anything like that. It's honoring our ancestor that lived before us. Even when they weren't in slavery, you know, they were living very noble and like kings and queens, you know what I'm saying? So they were not of a slave mentality. Matter of fact, everything written on the stones was our ancestors. So I think that that's when I really started just pursuing my spiritual life. And it was no turning back. And I could see people, I could feel people. I made mistakes. I went through trial and tribulations. But right now, I'm standing in unshakable inner peace. And when I found out that there was no death, and that it was just a transformation of energy, soul energy, from one vessel to another, then my no fear zone really stood. And I realized that God is a living God, and that I must eat live food every day that I eat if I'm not fasting, and I stay in a meditative state. And when Dick Gregory attracted to the crystal store, right before he made his transition, I gave him a crystal. He told me that, thank you. He said, I'm glad you was here. He was doing a show at the Proverb that was right around the corner from the crystal store, and he attracted there. I have attracted so many, you know, famous people there to the crystal store, but it's the crystals that attracted them. You know, because crystals will pull you in, because it's just amazing, the crystal world. And everybody like, oh, the crystal. Yes, it is your energy, but you move through the crystals just like Mother Earth did. She let us heal ourselves through her. You know what I'm saying? It's just a beautiful thing once you get into it, man. I just, sister love, I am so grateful in this time and space to do and to serve the Most High God, my planet. And I get so full because I wake up in prayer and meditation, and I go to sleep in prayer and meditation. And then your life become a meditation, no matter what you're doing.
That's right.
Even when you're having sex, it's the meditation.
That's right. That energy, tantric. Tell us, so when we know that the ancestors are speaking through stones, it's an amazing thing. As a teacher, I carry my gemstones with me when I don't allow the kids to touch them, of course. They're on my desk. And when, you know, it's just an amazing conversation to have when they recognize, ooh, miss, you have an amethyst or a sacred stone like a hematite. Little things that people wear as decoration. And from a biblical standpoint, the whole Old Testament was filled with gemstones. So that relationship that people have with these stones calling out to us. What in your tool bag, in your mojo bag, would be a stone that you would recommend for psychic protection?
Oh my Lord, I'm so glad you brought that up. Shungite. I am grounded in shungite. It actually protects you from the radiation of the 5G. I have like 4 top stones that I never take off. I sleep with them. Only thing when I take them off, I cleanse them in a method that I decided that whatever spiritual work I'm doing, sometimes I have to deep cleanse, and others I could just sage. But most of the time, when I take a bath, I can also cleanse my stones. The sun, staging, shungite, black tourmaline, smoky quartz, and it's called rumenite. And that stone is a rare stone, but it grounds you. These stones, like shungite and rumenite, they're ancient stones. They are billion years of being in Mother Earth. You know, they banish negative energy, aligns you with the constellations, with the universe, you know. It's just amazing because she arcs in the heavens, and they have tried to blow her up lots of times, but she can, in her cosmic glory, she can get herself and go to another galaxy and rebuild herself because she's pure energy, you know. Mother Earth, who knows? One of us can be a planet. You know, we don't know until we start our ascension journey and what we can create ourselves when we move to higher dimensions and higher galaxies and higher paradigms, you know. Some people will inherit the Earth because that's where they would like to be. And there are others that have inspiration to go up through the divine heavens, cosmic heavens, and other worlds and galaxies. And I know that I am from a crystal fortress. I've seen it so many times in my dream. It's in the Andromeda galaxy, and I'm going to be birthed from there. And like when you tell a person that they really don't know, they might think that, oh, Mama T is like, she kind of spaced out. But I most definitely had this dream several times, and in my living room I have a constellation of the Andromeda, and I know that I'm going to be birthed out of that to a higher galaxy. My parents couldn't have children, so they prayed for me. They prayed for me for 2 years, and I finally came. So I was always different from other people, you know, but that shungite, my rose quartz, my amethyst and rose quartz was my very first crystal that I ever had. And I believe they brought me to the crystal world. But shungite should be carried by everybody. Anybody that wants to block these negative energies, because they, shungite vanishes, okay? It's the most, I think it's the most beautiful stone ever, Mother Earth ever made. And they have like elite, and they have raw, and they have the gem, the stone. And it will light a flashlight, literally. It is pure electric. So when you put it on you with some copper, okay, you feel the magic from it automatically.
It's so ironic that you brought up copper. I grew up watching my mother in South Carolina wear the copper stone, wear things strategically for healing purposes. And earlier when you talked about the planets, I was like, see, Mama T, we are from the same place. When teaching in class one day, I had a child ask me about the stones. And I said, well, when something dies, it goes, and their children, little kids, were like, back into the earth. I said, and when you excavate any type of diamonds or gemstones, where does that come from? And the children said, from the earth. So my moral of my story that day to the little ones is like, therefore, these are your great grandmamas. And if you worth the poop, baby, this will be you in 1,000 years. And recognizing, you know, also when you brought up the cleansing and the way you can cleanse your stones, whether it is the ocean and the moonlight and the sunlight with the sage, just knowing that these oral traditions that were passed down to us are not lost. You know, knowing that our brothers and sisters are coming out here in these streets and going to work every day, and that there are powerful stones of protection. When you brought up black tourmaline, it touched me because that's been my go-to stone. Talking about when the body and the emotions of distractions in this world come up, I put that joker in my bra. And I stay proactive and not reactive. Yes, proactive and not reactive. Sometimes humans forget it's a Mercury retrograde or it's a full moon and they forget to look up in the sky. Baby, put your gemstones on. It'll help you be proactive and not reactive. For those brothers and sisters that are out there watching the news, and you know, you brought up something very powerful about, hey, you wake up in the morning, blood pressure is normal. Cut on social media and news, child, we might have a blood pressure issue. For those of brothers and sisters that are out there listening, who are tuned into social media, who do listen to the 6 o'clock and 11 p.m. news, what type of gemstone do you recommend that they have near their television or their laptop that's actually going to also help transform this energy? And take notes, people out there, because she told you, get your shungite for that 5Gs, no need to complain. What other stones are beneficial for us in a world of distractions with the unseen hand?
Okay, well, I found that most of the black stones, like jet, black obsidian, I just got a hold of some black obsidian, arrows, most of the black stones, you know, they keep you grounded, you know, they keep you focused and they keep you protected. So I say gridding is very, very needed, where you make grids, okay? Grids by your computer, grids by your bed, under your bed. I have a shungite bracelet and a black tourmaline bracelet that I never take off, you know, only during times when I'm cleansing them, you know, then they're back on again. So I would say the black stones, all of the black stones basically are good for that. And then the pyrite, and I found out that they have yellow pyrite and they have the silver pyrite. So I've been into the golden pyrite also. I found that actually keeps you at peace and calm when it's when it's a lot of negativity around you, like when it, during the time of the riots and things like that, you know, or doing an argument of some sort, people, you know, doing that with the toilet paper pandemic stuff, you know, going to the store and standing in line, you know, all of that stuff, it's all stressful, but it was designed for us to do that. So, yes, taking a little stone and putting it in your breast or in your pocket, you know, most definitely the black stones are good, you know. That's what I say, the black stones. All the black stones. Yeah, I have a black stone grid that I keep on my altar so they can radiate when you come into the house. I even have it at the door, you know, under my pillow. So when you sleep with your stones under your pillow, you align and you connect to the stones that you're working with, okay? And sometimes it's not good to let other people touch your stones, because these are like channeling apparatuses that you use to filter out the energy and your force, keeping your force field around you in alignment. So sometimes people like to touch my stones and I can feel their energy right away, especially if you have a quartz on, you know, because quartz can be programmed. And you have to be careful with that also, because if you're thinking negative or someone touches it's negative, they can transfer that energy to you. It's kind of when people say, oh, I don't believe that, but it's true. It's most definitely it's true.
Oh, definitely. You know? I remember being in high school and there was this young lady. Her grandmother went to the doctor. She was wearing lapis lazuli that had been passed down from generation to generation. They wanted to perform a heart surgery on her. And the doctor said, well, we're going to need you to remove this. And for some reason, I knew that modern medicine was janky as all get out, because I was in high school and this man, before he would spend money, it wasn't a woman from my race, but he said, hey, before we do this surgery, just don't wear the lapis lazuli for a week. When the woman came back, her grandmother could avoid the surgery because for some reason, that particular stone slowed down her heart. So when they were preparing for a surgery, the alternative, like rose quartz, had her right back, you know, with a normal heartbeat. Just the lagging and the influence that these stones are very powerful. They have healing. Mama T, I want to know from you, for people who are out here listening with kids with ADHD, give us a stone that, hey, mom, somebody could put it in the room in the windowsill where the kids can't get it. It could be beneficial or inside the pillow. Give us a stone for someone that's sitting home like, you know what, my granny is going through this particular ailment. And tell us a stone that could be able to help our babies and our elders.
Well, let me tell you, it is a amethyst cluster. I had an amethyst cluster in the hospital with my mom. She was on a machine and they was giving her blood transfusion. They told me that they gave her the time that she was going to live. And I said, they are not her God. They are not going to tell me my mother has less than a year to live, and she had to have a blood transfusion. So I got a big amethyst cluster and put it in her room. And my mama walked out of that room. Doctors and specialists was coming. They said, no one has ever in that hospital walked from that machine out of the room at her age. So I started bringing her live juices to drink there, you know, vegetable juice, you know, and she would drink her best vegetable juice, and she came off that machine. The body is a healing, self-healing organism, and do the right things and everything, crystals and everything, then you can most definitely, I'm sorry. I just got that television up when I'm in the radio. I'm very sorry. Oh, oh my God. I know you're probably going to have to, whatever.
No problem. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, honey, the Knowledge Station. We are used to the Black family household sending so much love. We know about distractions in the background. What about those parents that have a child with ADHD? A lot of times parents are getting ready to see that they may not be going back to the traditional classroom. If there is, let's say I want to put a little keychain charm on my baby bag and hide one in the room to help with the ADHD. What do you recommend?
Actually, I thought of a combination. And I can tell you that rose quartz is such a loving stone. It protects you, loving. Citrine is a protective stone. It's a money stone, but it's a protection stone. And you mix that with the amethyst, and you have a little grid. But if you want to like put a little stone, it's amethyst. Amethyst is a healing stone. It's the head, so it deals with the mental state, the body state. It puts a protective cover around you. You know what I'm saying? It's just an amazing stone to deal with when it's healing. Is the amethyst stone.
All right. I've had the pleasure of going to visit the world's largest collection of gemstones in the country of Lebanon, right up the street from me. And, you know, of course, when the media tells you, don't go to certain countries, that's where I go. I show up and Mama T, this was the first time in my life I entered. It was so spiritually orgasmic. It was like the Lakshmi energy just came out of abundance to walk in and see tree-sized stones and collections from all over the world, and to go into this particular country where the government regulated that this is Mother Nature that cannot be extracted, used for the purpose of consumerism. And there's just so much that brothers and sisters out here in our community thought were, you know, oh, this is haram, this is bad, this is voodoo, when in reality, this is biblical, this is earth, this is life. And only until it's represented by someone that doesn't look like us, then it's cool. Then it's a piece of, it's more than just jewelry. It has more meaning. So I wanted to thank you and actually ask that you please come back to the show, because people out there, y'all, this Mama T just gave you like one little spoonful of pot liquor and the best kale of your life today. But this amazing woman, I want to have you back, sister, because the people need to know what's on your plate in the morning. She posts these plates of food. People, I want you to come and speak to us again and share with us what's on that plate in the morning, and what are you eating throughout the day, because this journey before coming across you, it just seemed really boring and hard. And when I look at the pictures of what you give yourself and how you'll wake up in the morning, you'll dance on the beach, go to the sauna, have all the smoothies, you are just like Beyonce. You don't sweat, you just make it look easy. When you do sweat, you're in the sweat lodge, just living your best life in the name of self-love. Would you be willing to come back to the show again and do a different one?
Yes, I would. It's my pleasure. You know, I would love to come back on the show again. Before I leave you, I want to tell everybody about the amazing stone of Black Onyx. It helps you not absorb other people's energy. So that is one of the stones also that I would recommend for this time and space, you know, from this tension and stress and things like that. But it's an honor to come back on your radio program again.
Yes. And I want you, before you leave us today, give us advice as our community. Let the ancestors use you right now to let us know if we get one more stimulus check. I want you to be able to tell the people how to not spend it up, but how to grow this money. What stone do you recommend? What advice is the ancestors giving to you to tell us how to stick it to 45 by not spending it, but growing this wealth?
Well, okay. This is a cycle. My money stones is green aventurine, citrine, and cornelian, okay? Those are my basic money stones, okay? So, and jade, if you get some real jade, okay? Now, these particular stones should go into a grid, all right? And I also burn candles. You know, they do have candles that you can burn, but the stones most definitely, when you wear them, when you sleep under your pillow, when you have them on an altar, they attract finances. And with the cycle of finances, you save, you invest, you give, and then you most definitely should take in and invest it in something that is good for the community to give back to the source. So that's how you can keep the money. The stimulus money is money that we should not give back, right back to them. You know what I'm saying? So if you invest it into something to make more money with, give some way away, all right? And then most definitely save some.
You heard
for a rainy day.
You heard
most definitely you should save. And it's, I know people like banks and they, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. Because my mom, my grandmother, they took her money during the Depression out of the banks. They took all of her money. And I think COVID-19 had to do with a heist on small businesses, because a lot of them went out of business for good. They could not get back on track. And they have these loans that they're giving, but unless you make money, you know, how are you going to pay back a loan?
That's right, brothers and sisters.
It's all designed for you to fail, so you got to find ways to, because we were here before money.
Come
so
on.
You got to find ways to be happy with just for what you got, you know, growing your own food, because money was created to control the masses. Because if you put a seed in the earth, it's going to grow. So once you realize that this is all an illusion, then you just have another perspective about money. You know, you don't wake up living for it every day. Because once you connect yourself, your heart, your mind back to the source, you automatically have natural wealth.
That's right. Money loves me. You become a magnet for the law of attraction.
Okay. Well, that's your magnet that you have worked to manifest and to bring forth.
Well, speaking of manifestations, to all of you out there, this month of July, I am on a mission to make sure that 100 of you, 10 minimum people get an LLC this month. We are going to manifest. We are responsible for the fulfillment of our own destinies. And Mama T, we would be honored to have you back to help us on this manifestation journey. If anyone's listening out there and they want some Reiki services or consultations from you, how can the people contact you and support this Black-owned businesswoman?
Well, they can contact me at 314-326-5964. My email is tashaba13@gmail.com. Reach out to me. And most definitely, I'll be there for you.
Yes, limitless blessings to you and yours, Mama T. Thank you so much. And I really mean that, limitless blessings to you and yours. Thank you for coming on and having your very first show. I know that the people out there are going to be emailing me like, when is it? Her episode is every month. I want an episode of Mama T. Get some of this healing.
Oh, I'm so humbly grateful. Well, I know that I'm here to serve. I am a humble servant, and I'm here to serve. Thank you once again for allowing me to speak to the masses of your radio station, my dear sister love, and I'm most definitely be looking forward to doing it again.
Thank you.